Your life is found in Christ. It's not about your mess. It's not about your success. It's not about what people said yesterday or will say today. Your life is in Christ. Let His word, God's word alone, define you and your worth, because He is worthy, so, so worthy. Will you trust Him 100% with me today? Now, I've been talking to those of you who already know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, but if you have never heard this type of talk before, it may sound kind of just strange or something, but it's true. What you're looking for is found in Jesus Christ. He is the answer, capital A. Turn to Him today. You know, when we repent from our sin and receive Christ as Savior and Lord, we have everything we need. We have eternal life. We're saved from sin, death, and hell. We are given everything forever. I mean, it doesn't get any better than Jesus. So please open your hearts to Him today. Welcome Him. And then you too can understand what it means when I say your life is found in Christ, and that it is not about your mess. It's not about your success. And again, it's not about what people said yesterday or will say today. Your life is in Christ. Again, let His word alone define you and your worth, because He is so worthy. And you can trust Him 100%. Again, just trust Him 100% with me today. If you get nothing else out of this message, it's to trust Jesus and hold nothing back. 1 Peter 5:10 tells us the truth. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts all blessing and favor, who has called you to His own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will Himself complete and make you what you ought to be, establish and ground you securely, and strengthen and settle you. Wow, thank God for His word. Prayer tip of the week. Check your plans for the week to be sure that they align with God's word and not what anybody else is trying to pull from you. Just be sure that you've surrendered all your plans to the ultimate planner, God Himself. Pray until you experience His peace about decisions. Listen to God's word and remember that He empowers us to operate in peace that surpasses understanding. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for Jesus, for sending Your only Son to die in our place, taking the punishment for all our sins. Thank You, thank You, thank You. We welcome You afresh. We welcome You to be our Savior and Lord. We pray this with those who are trusting You for the first time. And we repent. We let go of everything that we were clinging to that was not of You. And we turn from sin and turn to You. We confess You as Savior and Lord. We receive You as our Lord and Savior. And we praise You and thank You that it's all about You and not us and our performance. We trust in You for everything. We pray also for all prayer requests, for Your will for each one. And we just ask for Your best, Lord, for all loved ones, for our churches, for our leaders, for our country and countries, that people would be drawn to Yourself. And we love You and worship You together now. In Jesus' name, amen.